Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. My name is Bennett Pomerantz, and after the technical difficulties on Tuesday, thank you, Kelly Gamble, for understanding, and she's coming back, trust me, because we couldn't, I got on, and she got on, and vanished, and it bothered me immensely. I'm hoping, and I love this woman dearly, and she's been a guest here so many times. I mean, I almost want to give her a coat share or something to sit down. The lovely and talented. And I can say this on both because I've seen her picture and I've also read her work. She is talented. She is lovely. G.A. Hauser. Good evening, ma'am.
Hello, Bennett. Wow, what an introduction. You always make me feel like royalty.
You are royalty. Are you kidding? You're royalty. I am not going to walk three steps behind you, though. And I won't play da 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 da. A few friends and family, daughters and sons of friends and family, even my niece Sarah, are all having graduations this week. So yeah, no red carpet. I'm not even giving you the glass slipper. Okay.
That's fine.
So, let me get right into business because I have people that are bugging the hell out of me with questions. And I think that, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm waving dirty laundry. Everybody's saying, why GA? Why call yourself GA?
It's my name. My initials, GA, is my actual real name. It's G. Amanda.
Okay. Hey. I'm just trying. I don't want to get killed. People are asking.
Well, I guess authors, you know, some authors use complete pseudonyms that aren't even them at all. And G.A. Hauser is my name, my legal name. So that's why
so,
I use it.
I understand. Hey, you hear me complaining? I never complain about you. I did hear about your new book. I saw the link. It's beautiful. It's great. You want to tell them about this new book because I am thrilled as punch.
Yes, it's actually the interview right now comes at a great time because I just released it. Now, you know, I have to – first let me give you a disclaimer because I'm supposed to be semi-retired. So that's kind of the joke, at least it is for me, because I'm still writing as much as I wrote before I retired. But at least now I don't have to write. So I'm writing books that I want to write, and that makes all the difference to me. I'm no longer writing many single titles. I'm just writing on a series that I have actually been writing since, gosh, at least 10 years, maybe longer, and it's called the Action Series. So the new release is Closer to Believing, which, believe it or not, is, I think, book 44? No, 43? I can't keep track. There's a lot of
them. I'm not worried about the little things. Numbers don't mean as much. The new book does.
Well, it is. Well, it's book 43, so I stand correcting myself here. It's just, I guess what I'm doing now is just writing for myself and the fans that are really into this series. And I'm writing these books like a television episode. It's not written in a script form, but it is written like a television series so that each book is a continuation of the story before it. And then it leaves plenty of cliffhangers because people know now that there's going to be a book the next month. So there's no more, you know, anxiety over when's the next book coming out. So it's really fun. I am just having the time of my life right now writing just the series.
Well, if somebody came up to you today, and I'm talking, let's use me, and I said, let's write a book together, would you do it? Or would you say, nah, I'm retired?
Yeah, I'd say, no, I'm retired. I don't want to work anymore. I just want to play.
Oh, I want to play in writing. I'm playing with an autobiography. It's coming out in December, so it's driving me nuts.
Oh, those are tough. Good luck to that. I actually tried to do that, and I couldn't. I found myself intimidated because if I start to write things that are true, I may hurt people. So I didn't want to put in like deep, dark secrets. It's a really tough thing to write.
Oh, I love it when they say, you're sick. Why are you writing it? And the book is called My Sick Life. So, you know, I'm happy doing it, you know, because if
Well, good for you. I think it's a great way to express what you know, your journey and other people who may be going through what you're going through.
Well, I know there are enough people I know that are on dialysis, and yes, I will admit it. It's a public fact. I am on dialysis. Does that make me weak? Sometimes, yes. Am I slow? No. I'm still living a life and doing what I do, and I love doing the show. But the point is, somebody's like, well, you can't do that. You're on dialysis. Dialysis is 3 days a week, you know.
There you can do anything you want to do. Don't let people tell you what to do.
I know, and but so the question I have for you, what is the plan for you writing another book? Another book's coming, you said, in a month, right?
Yes. I actually, you know, ironically, because now I'm just writing the series, and these books come so easy for me, I'm three books ahead, which is why I keep getting confused on what number I'm on, because I'm actually writing book 45 or 46 right now. So I'm way ahead of what I've published.
So you have enough, let's say you have three books ahead.
Yes,
you ever
right now.
Thought of taking, you haven't thought of writing another genre that you want to write?
Well, I kind of only want to write this genre, but I have tried others. You know, I don't know anybody who's a real big fan. I've written almost 200 books, and some of them are cowboy books, some of them are shapeshifters, some of them are science fiction. You know, there's one about an AI robot. So, I mean, I've kind of dabbled in everything, and there's even straight romances and sentimental romances with, you know, nothing more than a kiss.
And
so
I say this because I've known you long enough. I'm one of your biggest fans, so...
Thank you. That's
that
really sweet.
And you know that's a fact.
I know. That's why you always have me on your show, and I love it. You're the only one that I agreed to go on. I really don't like to do radio and podcasting, and I do turn a lot of them down. But not you, Bennett. Not you.
Thank you. I blew you a kiss. Thank you, darling. I mean, you are I amaze at some of your writing. I have read some of your writing and amaze at it. I said if she was only still writing, I'd be working with her.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, I kind of think about doing, you know, branching out again, and it's just too much work. I just want to just relax now and just do what I love. You know, I'm at that age where, you know, you just have to just enjoy life every day, and I don't want to do things I don't want to do anymore.
18 or 19 this year.
You mean my age?
Yeah, I'm not asking your age. I said,
I can tell you I'm 60, honey.
I'm sorry?
I'm not 18.
Oh, in my book, you always are, sweetheart.
Well, maybe mentally. So, okay, we can agree there.
Okay, but you're always, to me, 18, and I love you from my deepest part of my heart.
Oh.
How do you get, okay, it's a continuation series, but where do you get the idea? I mean, do you wake up one morning and say, hey, I'm going to write this?
Yes, actually that does happen. I keep a pad everywhere I go because there are occasions when either something will happen, you know, externally outside my head that I'll go, oh, wow, that would make a great addition to the story. But, you know, these characters, you know, people have been reading these books. Gosh, I'm trying to remember. You know, Capital Games, my film, is actually the pilot episode for the novel series. So if you know, don't understand, you know, how you can even dive into a 45-book series, you can watch Capital Games first and kind of get a gist of how these two characters met and then just begin the book series from there. So they're so well fleshed out. I mean, I know what these guys look like. I know what they smell like. I know what they dress. I know how they speak. And so do all my fans.
But
you
directed their film. I mean, you know, that's pretty much enough.
So, I mean, to know where I'm going next and to have these storylines are so planned out so far in advance that all I have to do is get there. So, you know,
my radio show anytime, my podcast anytime you want. You don't have to get my permission. You could always put them on there, yeah. I'll play host.
Well, that's great. Thank you. But, you know, they're written television episodes. So they kind of, they encompass, you know, 3 or 4 days of these lives of these men. And then you'll get it like a break and then possibly like a leap into the future to the next few months. So it's just, you know, again, it's written like a television series, which I find much more challenging and fun.
Well, have you thought of, you made 2 movies, and I love both of them. Have you ever thought of making a third?
I have, and, you know, I just, you know, between the logistics of getting these things together, I mean, they're not easy. Producing a film is it's really hard. And then the funding, you know, getting the cash together. And then after all that work, you know, they're stolen. It's just not worth it for me. I know that sounds terrible, but, you know, to have all that work and all that effort and all that money and then just to see people stealing it, it's just, I kind of lost my desire to do that. I just don't, until they do something about the laws, you know, to get some bite into these copyright laws, there's just no point.
So do you feel, if somebody came up to you and said, here's my book, would you look at it as an author reading another author's work?
You mean for my opinion or review?
For your opinion, your review. I mean, you are a talented lady that knows her way around a book. And I will say this now on a personal, excuse me, this is a personal thing. She's a damn good author.
To be honest, I don't really read much of other people's books right now. I think 2 reasons. One is that I do all day is write and read. So when I get off the computer, I'm starting to paint. I'm just doing other things so that I can kind of rest my brain and not just be all consumed with the storylines and plots. So that's one of the reasons. And the second reason is, especially if it's in my genre and it's a peer, I don't want their stories to inadvertently get into my head, because the last thing I want to do is plagiarize or use somebody else's idea. So I've kind
you
of
just
stopped.
You just answered Daisy's question without answering Daisy's question. She said, what do you do other than write?
Yes. Well, you know, if somebody who is online on my Facebook page, I've been going to charity shops and buying these, like, broken, horrible-looking ceramics. And they're the kinds that, you know, just get dumped, you know, so I'm upcycling them. And what I do is I repaint them so that they're rainbow creatures, and they all have the colors of the pride rainbow. And I'm not selling them or anything. They make me laugh, and I guess that's what I do just to kind of unwind.
That's what I want my next birthday, dear.
You want a rainbow creature?
I want a hand-painted rainbow creature from you.
Yes, it's an original, unique piece. You know, I was thinking about them, you know, giving like an authenticity letter and a care and feeding, you know, pamphlet. Just all these things come to me because, you know, I have an art degree.
I know you have an
love.
Art degree. I think it would be, you remember, I know you well. I mean, it's like, how did you get her? I asked her.
We've known each other for years, you and I.
I don't bite much. A little.
You're always good to me.
I try to be. You're good to me. You're a good friend. I'm not jealous at all. And you write a good book. You've directed 2 good films. I mean,
Thank you.
You impress me every time I turn around. You're there and you're doing something good. when did you... Okay, the new book that just came out. I don't ask me how recent is, but it just came out. Where did you get the idea?
This is Closer to Believing. That's the one I was just discussing. It's, you know, part anything that's part of this series. These books write themselves. I just have these characters so well fleshed out. And right now, you know, what these guys are going through is, you know, there's all these overlapping stories. There's like 6 or 7 couples, and each one, you know, some of them cheat. Some of them don't. Some of them are having babies. Some of them are getting pets. I mean, they're just kind of a day in the life of these crazy guys from L.A. So it's really fun. It's kind of fluffy, even though I did get some flack when I had the couple divorce. But, you know, it's just fun. It's fun to you know, write about these guys and their foibles because, you know, all of us are living, trying to do our best. And life keeps throwing us stuff that we have to deal with. And that's what's happening to these guys. It's like every time they turn around, they're just dealing with something else. And a lot of it reflects my personal life, and a lot of it is just, you know, them talking to me through the characters. I think a lot of authors who know characters really well have the characters sort of drive them. You know, at one point I wanted one of the characters to give birth to a daughter, and it just didn't happen, and I don't know why, because I was foreshadowing a girl, and he was dreaming about a daughter, and, you know, had this name, Hope, and he had a boy. And I just have no explanation other than the fact that these characters tell me what to write. It's very odd.
Do you find that unique to most writers or just to you?
I don't know. I think people who write series, especially if they're into them, you know, five or so books or more, I think that they do start to feel their characters, that their characters sort of go, no, I wouldn't do that. You know, I would do this. So I do think that authors who are really, like, have got that complete world envisioned in their minds, I think that they do write character-driven, you know, novels. I just think it's just the way it happens.
Have you ever thought of doing a series? I'm not trying to talk about your competition, but Robin Peterman has a series of other authors writing her characters. Would you ever, dare I say, loan them out, if you know what I mean, or let somebody else play in your universe?
I kind of did ages ago. Oh, my gosh. I think it was 5 or 6 years ago. I actually tried to set up, like, a chat room type of thing on Facebook and have people, you know, add whatever it is they thought that the characters would express. And, I guess I'm just really protective over them, and I just didn't feel like they knew where I would go and what I would do. So, no, I'm very protective of these guys. I don't want anybody else to speak for them but me. I know that. I'm a control freak. I've always been that way.
Okay. Can I ask a silly question? I know I'm jumping ahead. The new book just came out. What's your next one?
Let's see. The one I'm writing after Closer to Believing, because I have to look it up because that's how much I have. Many books. It's 200. I swear to God, I don't know how I keep track. Okay. Silver Spooning.
I watch your schedule, so I know when to call you for the next book, not the next, you know.
Well, you know, that's the irony, is that I kind of planned for them to come out like once a month, you know, every 4 weeks. But this one, you know, I planned on having it come out on the 26th. But it was formatted and it was edited, and I just thought, well, let me just give it to the fans. You know, they're really excited. They can't wait to see it. So as soon as they're completed, you know, they're edited and they're ready to go, I just pop them up on all the distribution sites just to get everybody into it again. Because, like I said, this isn't like a novel that it's got an ending and it's one-off. You know, this is a 45-book series. So everybody is just waiting for the next television show. It's like every week, you know, you see your favorite show. So I do realize that I'm leaving people hanging a lot on this series. So I'm trying to get them out at least one a month. So there's three right now that are going to be coming next. It's Silver Spooning, Running with Scissors, and Fathers and Sons is going to be the third that I'm working on right now. So it's just all part of this one mega series. You know, it's like 15, 20 years of these men's lives. It's very bizarre. I don't know if anybody else has a series that's 45 books long. If you know of someone, tell me, because
I know of two people, but it's 45. It's like, and I'm not trying to sound rude, it's like an offshoot of this to the offshoot of that to offshoot of that. It's not it's the same characters, but it's like somebody, it's like the Kent Family Chronicles. Somebody has a son, a cousin, or whatever. It's there. Maybe I'm confused. I'm confused to read.
No, that's I actually have done that. You know, the few that are prequels are spin-offs that have all led to the action series. You know, I've got maybe a dozen books that are related, you know, that have, if you're interested in a certain character and you want to know their backstory, you can look up and, you know, and see the timeline and go backwards.
Yeah,
but
he's
I mean, 7, 8,
you know, whatever. Yeah, that's what people want these days. They want to read a certain character, and they're, you know, but, you know, you and I agree. But there are, like, one or two authors I know that have that, but it's like the cousin of such and such, or the father died, and the three daughters, and the, yeah, whatever.
Yes, exactly.
I mean,
no, this, it, Yeah, but this is different than that. You know, and also I know that there are people who have like detective stories, and of course they'll be the same detective on a different case, which is not what I'm doing. So I guess I'm just curious if anybody else has got, if this is just one continuing saga for over almost 20 years. So
I don't
of my life.
I don't think they've done it like that, but you know what I'm saying. They have done similar. Now, let me ask you, because we have 8 minutes left of the of our time, and I love talking to you, by the way. I no offense, we need to call each other after the show, not the minute we after the show, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
I love talking to her, and if I you guys think it's a fanboy thing, no. I have so much respect for this woman, it is amazing.
Thank you, Bennett.
I mean, I even watched one of her movies that she directed based on her novel, and I'm like, I want it. I own it because she gave it to me. But it's like, you know, she should be directing more. I know it's either that or, you know, get a directing card and direct for television. I have no idea. I'm not trying to talk out of turn. I want you to tell them where they can find your stuff and any offshoots, products, or anything else you have.
Well, I've obviously got a website, and it's www.authorgahauser.com. So it's G-A-H-A-U-S-E-R. And then there you can find a links page. And on the links page you can find my blog, YouTube, you know, all the Amazon, Tumblr, Smashwords, everything you need. So, yep, I'm everywhere right now.
I know
you are.
And you
can find the movies. The movies are on Amazon Prime. So if anybody wants to see them and have a Prime membership, they can watch them for free. So it's Naked Dragon and Capital Games.
I like Naked Dragon, but I'm prejudiced. You could tell. I told you, I'm her biggest fan. I can get away with this. I'm professional enough to say that, but okay. And the new book that's out right now on Amazon and everything else is?
Closer to Believing.
Okay. So, and that is... Let me get my thought here together. You said that's your 45th or 40th?
I think it was 43, number 43.
God, people, you got to pick up the first one and go to it. It's great. I'm prejudiced, can't you tell? other than painting, what else are you doing after you write these books?
Oh, let's see. I don't know, just spending time with friends, you know, going to fairs. You know, this time of the year in California, there are just festivals everywhere. And there are car shows. I'm a big sports car enthusiast, so whenever there's a British car show, I'm always going to be wandering around looking at fancy cars. So it just, you know, enjoying the festivals and everything that Northern California has to offer.
I was watching one of the food shows on Cooking Channel. The guy that does all the unique fares. And there was a California burger. And, I mean, this thing looked like a sloppy Joe with a hamburger and macaroni and cheese in the middle. And, oh, God.
Yikes.
And I thought of you and I was like, oh, I got to call her. We're going to go out to this, we're going to go out to this county fair and eat. And so, yeah, we'll go out to the county fair and, you know, what are we doing? We're having that hamburger. You know, we're going to find the booth where the guy is and eat it.
Yeah,
and
I think I'll pass on a hamburger with macaroni and cheese on it. That's not my cup of tea.
I didn't say you had to eat it. I have to eat it. I don't
yeah,
have
I'll
to
watch
eat
you
it either.
Eat it.
I mean, my heart can go, you know, and no, I don't want that. But do I want that hamburger? Oh, yeah, I mean, it's like as seen on TV, you know, you go to the guy and they're making it, but it's like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And it's got macaroni. Yeah, I'm just, you know, you watch these food shows and you go, oh, I have that friend in that area. We're going, okay, no. I don't go to many county. There are county fairs that are great. This weekend, if you guys are in the Maryland, D.C. area, Maryland, D.C., Virginia area, there's a county fair in Montgomery County. Yeah, go to it. It's a great fair. It's got like 150 booths or something. It's just beautiful. But you have to remember that a lot of these fairs, it's just they do a weekend, they do two weekends, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But, and so you're painting, other than, you are going to send me one of my new animals, right?
I have to tell you, right now they're all so new and novel. I think I'm going to keep them all in my house. But eventually, if I just do too many, then I'm probably going to start giving them away. But they make me laugh. They're hilarious. I don't know if you've seen them on Facebook. I post them, and they're just so darn cute.
Well, just the way you upcycle. I want my ugly dog that I can, hand painted ugly dog, and go, yeah. That's my dog. And what am I going to name him? G.A. Hauser. Come here, Hauser.
Aw.
And it'll be on my desk with the other toys.
That's cute. Well, if I find a little doggy that needs upcycling, I'll think of you. So far, I haven't had a dog. Mostly ghosts.
Either
I don't know. What is it with ceramic ghosts?
Either that or you find Avengers Happy Meal figures. Those are worse than anything else these days. I only have like 8 of them. And everybody says, "Oh, who's the kid?" I said, "Me." Oh, okay.
Yeah. What? You got to be a kid. You can't grow up.
You can't grow up. Peter Pan never grew up. I'm going to join him.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm 18.
Okay.
According to you.
Well, you're 18. It's like, yeah, you're legal. It's all right. I can tell. See, I don't want somebody that's. Yeah, I know how old. I'm 60 years old, but in my head, I'm still 10.
That's where it counts.
I know, and there are times. Okay, let me ask you, because somebody just asked me this question for you. Okay. Is there a favorite book or books you would recommend for children or young adults?
From me? I don't know. Any
you,
children
from anybody,
anything.
Your opinion.
I have no opinion on that, to be honest. I just haven't been reading them. So I have no idea what to recommend for young adult books. Sorry.
And what would you suggest in your book, where to start?
Well, if you want to get into the series, you would probably start at book one, which is Acting Naughty. So, go to my website, and there's a big blue box. You just go to the book page, and on the very top is you can get the prequels, and I have box series. I've got the prequels in a box, and first 1 through 5 in a box set, and 6 through 10 in a box set. So that would be for the action series. And then if you want to just dive into something else, just go to the Gay Contemporary book box. And you know what I would recommend there? Between a Rock and a Hard Place. That was one of my favorite books. So if you want to read something that's kind of futuristic.
It was 9 years ago. I know. It was good.
That was a fun book. That's all time one of my favorite books.
Now, let me ask you this. Somebody said, have you thought of if you reached your limit and want to write another book, another series, would you? Thank you, Diane.
I have a couple series that are small series. There's sort of 3-book series and 4-book series. But no, I don't think I'm going to get into another mega series like the one I'm writing now. No, I just love it too much. I just can't be away from it. I just love these characters. They've become a part of my family.
Let me, in the minute we have left, let me go do a little homework. Next Tuesday, Casey Shapiro from The Walking Dead. Yes, she's a Walking Dead blog. Will be my guest. And it'll be wonderful, great, and magnificent. And she's driving me crazy, and she's a Wonder Woman. And on June 4th, E.S. Tilton, Elizabeth Tilton, will be here. Sitting in the hot seat on the 4th. So it'll be a really wonderful time in the next 2 weeks. All be well. Have a good holiday this weekend. Good night. Be well.
Thank you, Bennett.
Fly
very
right.
Much appreciate it.
Always from you, dear. You're going to come on tomorrow. I'll get you a space.
Thank you, and thanks to everybody who buys and reads my books. Very much appreciated.
Good night. Everybody be well.